Hey there, and welcome to episode 68 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am so happy you're joining me today. Our episode today is brought to you by my Piano 101 course, which is a free four-lesson mini course for kids that will introduce them to the basics of playing the piano. And the link to join that free course is busykidsdopiano.com/snackablecourse. And I'm going to pop that link into this episode's show notes as well. Today, we're continuing our composer series on John Philip Sousa. In our last episode, we learned a bit about Sousa's life and career as a famous conductor and composer for the United States Marine Band, and then the leader of his own band called the Sousa Band. And if you missed that episode, be sure to check it out at busykidsdopiano.com/67, a link which I'll place in the show notes as well. But today we're going to learn about one of Sousa's most famous pieces, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Sousa composed this patriotic march in 1896 while on board a ship with his wife on his way home from a European vacation. He had just learned that the manager of the Sousa Band, David Blakely, had died quite suddenly. Sousa says in his autobiography that he began to pace the deck of the ship, thinking of his manager and the many business duties that awaited him upon arriving back in America as his band was going on another cross-country tour. Suddenly, he sensed a rhythmic beat playing in his brain. He then composed the entire march in his head and wrote the music on paper immediately once he arrived in the United States. The Stars and Stripes Forever follows the standard U.S. military march form, a form which Sousa himself developed. Remember how we learned in our last episode that Sousa came to be known as the March King? A typical performance of the march begins with the four-bar introduction. Notice the loud, marked sound and how it immediately catches your attention and sets the tone for the rest of the piece. The next section is called the first strain and is the first noticeable melody or theme of the march. After the first playing of the strain, it is repeated once, sometimes with some different added parts. After the first strain comes the second strain, which is going to be a different melody or a different theme that is also then repeated, and may even be repeated again if the band is marching in a parade and needs to make the music last longer. After the second strain comes the trio, a part of the piece that might be especially familiar to you. Sousa wrote patriotic lyrics that may be performed by a choir at times, and there's also been some silly nonsense lyrics that are sung to this tune as well. In most marches, another strain would be introduced to round things out, but Sousa changes it up in The Stars and Stripes Forever. Listen to this exciting battle of the instruments that plays now. Now, Now you're going to hear the trio again, but this time, can you hear the piccolos playing a high counter melody to the brass instrument? Sousa told the press a story about the three themes in this piece. The main theme portrays the North. The South is represented by the piccolos, and the rowdy trombones represent the Wild West. They all come together towards the end of the piece to represent the entire United States. Don't they all fit together in such a beautiful, fantastic way? This famous march is the official National March of the United States of America. It's usually played for the President of the United States after he gives a speech at an event or ceremony. The piece was also commemorated with a special stamp in 1997 on the 100th anniversary of its premiere. If you head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/68, you'll find a link to a playlist on YouTube that I've put together for you that contains some different performances and arrangements of the Stars and Stripes Forever. I hope you'll enjoy checking these out until the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music, which airs in 2 weeks, where we're going to finish up our series on composer John Philip Sousa. And again, you can find that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/68. Thank you so much for joining me today to learn about the Stars and Stripes Forever. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Bye for now.